message you're about to listen to is by the Assistant General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor J.F. Odeshola, and it's titled, Activate Your Destiny. And it's brought to you by Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, Ebutemeta, Lagos. God bless you as you listen.
And worship. Lift up your hands to him. Say something to the Lord. If you love him, tell him I love you. Whichever way you feel about him, I'd like you to let him know. Just worship him. He's worthy to be praised. He's the Son of God and the Son of Man. He's the unchangeable changer. He's the El Shaddai. Just lift up your hand. You can say something to him now. Tell him he's good. Tell him he's wonderful. Tell him he's marvelous. We worship you, Lord. We honor you, God. We magnify you. What a great God that you are. We love you. You're worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be honored. King of kings, we come in adoration. We bow our heads to you. Because we know that today is specially meant for us. Lord Almighty, you will activate our destiny. You will anoint us. Oh God, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. I'd like you to hold the hand of your neighbor. And you are going to pray and say, my Father. Is that the way to call your father? My Father. This my neighbor in the land of the living. Let him or her fulfill his purpose and destiny. Every destiny I jack up. Every destiny destroyer, lose your grip and disappear from his destiny. In the name of Jesus, turn that to prayer. Lord Almighty, we have come for activation of destiny. You remain the destiny changer, the destiny fulfiller. Oh God, help us. Thank you, Father. We bless your name, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Pray for your neighbor, two more prayers. You're going to pray and say, my Father, remove the name of this, my neighbor, from the book of backwardness. Remove the name of this, my neighbor, from the book of the backside people. Remove the name of this, my neighbor, from the book of frustration. In the name of Jesus, pray for your neighbor. Lord Almighty, we ask that you will remove the name of everyone here from the book of backwardness. Oh God, that rule heaven and earth. Oh God, remove our name from the book of backwardness. In the name of Jesus, remove our name, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Two in one prayer for your neighbor. We're going to pray and say, my Father, every hidden infirmity in the life of this, my neighbor, let anointing destroy this morning. Open a new door for him by the anointing this morning. In the name of Jesus, Oh God, let your anointing destroy every hidden infirmity. Mighty God, oh God, let your anointing destroy every hidden infirmity. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, let it be. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Two prayer for yourself. You're going to pray and say, my Father, every yoke affecting me from moving forward, every yoke affecting me from fulfilling destiny, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Every yoke affecting my life from fulfilling the purpose it meant for, Lord, break by fire. Break by fire. In the name of Jesus. Break by fire. In the name of Jesus. Let the yoke affecting my life be destroyed by fire. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Yes, I can manage to take care of my soul. Let you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You're going to prophesy over yourself. You're going to say, "My Father, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy that in life I will not be stagnated. I prophesy I will fulfill my destiny. I prophesy that I will break through, I will not break down. I prophesy that I will conquer all my battles. I prophesy I will remain victorious. I prophesy I will succeed. I will not be a failure. I prophesy I will enjoy favor. I prophesy, glory of God will tabernacle with me." Prophesy over yourself. Prophesy. Thank you, Jesus. I prophesy. Oh God, according to the word of God, I prophesy that in the name of Jesus, I will have speed. I will be mobile. Oh, I prophesy. Saka Pokushala. I prophesy. Prophesy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
unchangeable changer, the powerful one, the only one of Israel. Thank you, Father. Thank you for bringing us to this service. Service to activate our destiny. We pray that this morning, Lord, as we give you thanks and as we give you praise, all the prayer we raise, the Lord will hear and answer. Answer us immediately in the name of Jesus. Everyone present here this morning, the power that activates destiny, let it fall upon them in the name of Jesus. Those whose destiny has been deactivated, those whose destiny has been stagnant, this morning, by the authority in the word of God, let every destiny be activated in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the word of God will bring joy, will bring blessing to everyone in the house. And your name alone will be glorified. Let there be healing in the house. Let there be salvation in the house. Everyone looking forward for a great evening, a greater tomorrow, we pray that in this service, you will deliver that to them in Jesus' name. Everyone who say re-echo, amen, let their blessing be bigger still in the name of Jesus. Please, I commit my mouth, my head, my voice to you, that this morning, your word will be unhindered, and Father, your people will get their blessing. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let someone say amen. Please, I want you to talk to three neighbors and tell them, today is the day of new beginning in your life. And please take your seat. God bless you. Open to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. Ezekiel 37. I want to read verses 5 to 7. On your own, you can read the whole chapter, especially chapter and verse 1 to 7. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause bread to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, I will bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesy, as I was commanded, as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and a bone came together, bone to bone. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word. I want to talk this morning on activating your destiny. What is a destiny? From where we read, we saw a destiny that had become bones, spread in the valley. And how God took a prophet to prophesy, and the bone became living soldiers. I want to look at it this way. Try to divide what is a destiny. When destiny is not activated, what are the experiences? And what will be the experience or the experiences when destinies are activated. And now you can activate your destiny. What is a destiny? Destiny is what God created you to be. What is a destiny? It's your divine purpose. What is a destiny? Your divine assignment in life. The original plan of God for your life. The Bible said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thought that I think towards you. What is a destiny? A destiny is a predetermined future that God has ordained for you. What is a destiny? The agenda of God for your life. The design purpose why you exist. The blueprint of God for your life. A map for the natural course of events. I pray for someone today, you will fulfill your destiny. I didn't hear that. Amen. But before you can fulfill destiny, it has to be activated. And I'm going to say that when I'll be rounding up, some of the instruments to activate destiny. It's not just about God. It's about what you do with what God has delivered to your hand. But when destiny is not activated, what are the things that we see? One of the signs is that there will be failure all over. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 and 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 and 10. It was the story of Jabez, son of sorrow, until his destiny was activated. When destiny is not activated, you'll be going through life and you'll be going through what they call mere success syndrome. About to make it, but you never get there. When it's about, you're about to touch it, the thing will fly off. It's because the destiny has not been activated. Until the destiny of Jacob was activated, he was running from one place to another. Number three, when destiny is not activated, an individual will become a wanderer, a vagabond, laboring without result. And we saw that in the life of Cain. When a man's destiny is not activated, he will be working, but nothing will be working for him. Even climate will work against such a fellow. Situation and circumstances will be reacting against that fellow. I mean, everywhere such a fellow enter, there will be hostility. Where others got something smoothly, their own will be with rigor. When others are favored, they just pack them aside. I pray for someone today. God will activate your destiny. I can't hear that. Amen. When destiny is not activated, promotion will be far away. It will be like a mirage. I have narrated a story here before about a lady. She's the one who trained all the manager, but she remained a clerk. Every time they employ a manager, they will say, the work of this man, the success will determine your work. She would train them, teach them, groom them. 50 years experience. But she remained a senior clerk. It's because her destiny is yet to be activated. The day her destiny was activated, they gave him triple promotion and gave him army overseas post. They posted her out. When destiny of people are not activated, promotion is elusive, like a mirage. Nothing seems to be working for them. I am praying for someone today. God, we activate your destiny in the name of Jesus. Very important that destiny should be activated. I have told you the story of Joseph here before. Until Joseph's destiny was activated, he was super intelligent. He can interpret the dream that you have not dreamt. He is a champion of managing installations. But he was there at the back. Until one day, just like today, his destiny was activated and he became a prime minister. I pray that after this service today and for the rest of your life, you'll be moving from one level of joy to another. When destiny is activated, what are the things that you will see in place? Number one, when your destiny is activated, every situation will generate favor. People at first sight, they will just love you. You demand for one, they will give you two. Now, because Joseph appeared before the king once, and he was not allowed to go back to prison. So when a man's destiny is activated, favor are generated around you. Number two, where you have been forgotten, divine remembrance will overrule ungrateful forgetfulness. Look at the life of Mordecai. Mordecai has done something before, but the day he was to be blessed, the day that God activated his destiny, the king cannot sleep. They brought him and he was promoted as the second in command. I pray for someone here today. Your destiny will be activated and you will be the best of best in the name of Jesus. Number three, opposition is silenced, or oppositions are silenced. When your destiny activated. When it was time for Mordecai to be blessed, nobody was able to stand and say, no, he's a fugitive. He's a gate man. The day the Lord blessed, they took the Ark of Covenant to Obed-Edom's house. Nobody was standing against it. When a man's destiny is activated, opposition becomes perpetually silent. Every opposition to your blessing today shall be silenced. I thought you are here. Every opposition shall be silenced. Number four, when a man's destiny is activated, your many struggle of many years will become, will become a package of breakthrough that are delivered at once. Amen. And thank you for saying amen. The day Israel was to leave Egypt, all the blessings they labored for, they got it one day. They have labored for over 400 years. But the day they were leaving, they carried the wealth of Egypt. Where you have been used and you have been abandoned, the Lord will give you breakthrough. I said the Lord will give you breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Number five. When a man's destiny is activated, impossibility become a cheap testimony. You don't struggle to have testimony. They just appear. You don't struggle as others struggle. Look at Bartimaeus. The day Jesus passed by, he received his sight. The boy that was born blind, one day he received his sight. The woman with the issue of blood, one day she received her healing. Every impossibility in your life today, you will receive testimony. Number six, when a man's destiny is activated, embargoes becomes outstanding breakthrough. Embargoes becomes outstanding breakthrough. And I could see that in the life of Jabez. Jabez, a son of sorrow, became honorable because God activated his destiny. Today, you have come to God. This same God that cannot change will activate your destiny. I say it will activate your destiny. Number seven, limitation of life becomes lifted. When destiny, is activated, limitation of life become lifted. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. How then can I activate? What is my role in the activation of my destiny? Number one, you need to repent genuinely. Repent of every known sin. Sin is Satan's identity number. Sin is success in nothing. Any day, any time, sin we always deactivate destiny. Repent of your sin. If you have one, the Bible said in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, he will reap. We must, as a matter of urgency, anyone who wants his or destiny to be activated. That's number one. Number two, how? What is my part in activating my destiny? You need to run yourself warfare against the activation or forces of deactivation. Let me pick it again. You need to run yourself warfare against forces of deactivation. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 to 12, Ephesians 6:11-12, that we don't war after the flesh and blood. In the book of First Corinthians 10:3-5 or so, he said, though we walk in the flesh, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. You need to arise and warfare against those forces that have not allowed your destiny to be activated. God has done his part. He has given you the name of Jesus. But you need to utilize the name. See, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 to 47, while Goliath was still talking, this man David stood up and ran towards him. You must run yourself warfare against the forces that deactivate destiny. What is my part? How do I activate my destiny? Number three, standing on the word of God. The Lord told Ezekiel, prophesy. And he said, I prophesy according to the word of God. If your destiny will be activated, if you will have activation of destiny, there is a need to hold to the word of God. Loaded promises in the word of God. Ezekiel 12:25. The Bible said, the word that God speaks, it will perform. Isaiah 48, the grass withered, the flower fade. The word of God stand forever. Isaiah 55, verse 10, verse 11, verse 12. That this same word has power to perform. The word of God is the tangible substance that can give power to activate your destiny. But incidentally, not many people are holding the word the way they should hold it. We are not talking about theology. Theology is the study of God and anything concerning God. But when we talk about the word of God is dealing with God directly. Standing on the word of God. We are seeing what God has done and what he's doing in this house. Some unthinkable testimony. Standing on the word of God alone. I pray today, someone here in the house, God will activate your destiny. Talk to your two neighbors. God will activate my destiny. Talk to your two neighbors, your right neighbor, your left neighbor. Number four. You must mind, or let me say it this way. You must mend fences of relationship with others. You want your destiny to be activated. Mend fences. Fence of relationship with others. If God will help you, he will send men. Where you are today, God used or has used men. Men fences with others. There are people who are too peppish. They are too salty to be in relationship. Even as they come to church, they sit elusive. They don't allow their body to touch that of their neighbor. They don't allow the body of the other neighbor to touch them. They are sitting straight. And they look the preacher straight. Relax. You need people. I've said in this church, you need external help to be able to get to where you are going. Because you are limited in possession, you are limited in perception, you are limited by the conflict of interest, you are limited by the law of nature. Men fences. Husband, repair that cord that is broken. Wife, sit down and repair and mend the fences. You are not the most holy. Jesus is. You are not the most anointed. Jesus is. You are not the most rich. Amen. You are not the richest. God is still the most high, the richest. You need to mend fences. Talk to your neighbor and said, I think the pastor is talking to you. Talk to another neighbor and say, I think the pastor is talking to you. There are people who have been in this church for more than 2 years. They don't know the name of three people. In this church, apart from the people that they came to the church together. There are people in this church who didn't even know the name of their pastor. If I ask, what is the second name? We need to mend fences. Anyone who wants activation of destiny A man was praying and said, God, I need a visit from you. And God told him, I will send you, I will visit you. So he gathered his house and everything was garnished, waiting for God who will come in form of angel. He waited when it was 2 p.m. A poor man from nowhere just entered. As he wanted to enter, he said, no, you can't enter here. The man hold a small package. I said, I want to drop it. He said, don't drop this one here. I don't need the gift of a poor man. In the evening, he was querying God. God, I waited for you. He said, I came. I was the poor man you drove away. The gift I brought is the one you refused. Learn to mend fences. Be a friend of the rich, the poor, the low. God created all. Anyone who wants his or destiny to be activated must mend fences. Number 5. You need to decree over your destiny. Job 22:28 said, you, not God, will decree a thing, and it shall be established. Everyone who got their destiny activated, there are people who roll out decrees. For example, Jabez said, oh, that your hand will be upon me, that my eyes will not see evil. Those are decrees. And every born again child of God, you are a person of authority. You have decree of life in your mouth. Learn to decree over your destiny. Stop waiting for when the pastor will lay a hand on you. Your own hand is also good on your head. Decree, because he said, you will decree a thing, and it shall be established. Do I have a role to play? Number 6. I'm still talking about the word. You need to engage the word to go for you. Now, in Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah 55, can you put it on the screen for me? Verse 11. Isaiah 55:11. See what he said. Now when you take that word from him and you send the word an error, it comes back with the results. I have mentioned to you what happened to me when I was in the field. We need a change of a car. I've gone around to price the car I need. I went to price Prado, blah, blah, blah. So, and when my faith was shaking, I came to the church and I told the church, let's fast for 7 days. And any need you may have at all. So we started. From the first day, people started giving testimony. I got visa, I got this one. Somebody got connection. Somebody got business opportunity. But we finish the fast. 7 days, nothing comes to me. So I went home. I went to the altar. And I sat down there and said, God, you have disappointed me. So I went home, I slept. As I went to sleep, I prayed. I said, God, you know, I told you in the church you have disappointed me. But I won't say this in the open. He said, but what did I say you should do? Send my word. Engage my word. So I said, God, as I'm sleeping tonight, somebody you want to use for this car, don't let him sleep. Don't let her sleep. Whether he's in Australia, whether he's in Japan. And I slept. I was around 9. 2 a.m. I got a telephone call. I said, is that Pastor Deshola? I said, yes. He said, I'm calling from London. He said, I don't know why I cannot sleep. Something tell me, it looked like something is saying you need mobility. I said, is it God or something? I said, I need mobility. He said, I presume that it's the Spirit of God that is telling me you need mobility. I said, yes. What did he say you should do? He said, I want to know the type of mobility. Because I have the spec. I told him, Prado, 2000 and this, that. He said, I went out to price that car as of today. It's going for 30,000 pounds. Please, can I buy you the one that is 2 years less? I said, no. He said, I beg you now in the name of God. I said, okay, because you put the name of God, I will get it. And he said, can't it do? That was the car I used till I was reposted back to Nigeria. When you engage divine messenger, you don't need to go and be prostrating. Some of you are good in PRO, but many of the people you are greeting, Ebenezer, well done, man, they don't see you. Their thought is somewhere else. But when you engage the word of God, when you say the word of God, those who have been empowered to empower you or to activate whatsoever part of your destiny connected to them, they will perform. So you need to engage the word of God. And lastly, to activate your destiny, you need to be desperate. You need to be desperate. Only the cry of the desperate can get things done in short a while. We are told about 2 people who went to the hospital. One was very serious. The other one is not so much serious. But the one that was serious was the one to be brought in first. But the one that wasn't too serious, he can shout. When he got there, he was shouting, "Doctor! Nurse!" They quickly attend to him before the other one. Anyone who wants his or her destiny to be activated, you need to be desperate. And I see in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 32, from verse 24 to 28. Genesis 32, 24 to 28. The Bible said, Jacob wrestled. Wrestled. I watched a film many years ago. They call it desperado. So you must be desperate. You must be desperate. Desperate. Jacob was very desperate. And that was the day his destiny changed. Now, where he was wrestling with the angel said, let me go. He said, no. I will not allow you to go. The same thing about Bartimaeus. They told him, shut up. He said, you have not seen anything. He shouted them all. The woman with the issue of blood, she was smelling. Flies was following her. And that is how she entered into the congregation of the saints. See, Ezekiel 37. So I prophesy. Ezekiel 37, verse 7. So I prophesy as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bones to his bone. And look at it. When you see verse 10, look at verse 10. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came unto them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. God intent, God purpose and plan, God determination is to activate your destiny. If you will do your own part, Ezekiel asked to prophesy as he commanded. And that's what we're going to do this morning as we anoint before the anointing. That you are going to those who are yet to be born again, you just ask him, Lord, I want to get born again. You are born again. These are not just working well. You know you have everything to be successful, but you are far away from it. The Lord intends to do something with you and for you this morning. You have a part to play. I have a part to play. God has his own part to play. But we need to do our part so that God can do what he promised to do. Shall we rise up as we pray? Ask the Lord this morning. I'm tired of redundancy. Tired of sitting on the same spot. Oh God, let my destiny be activated. Oh God, every aspect of my life, you are studying. You know you are more than an average student, but you keep on piling carryover upon carryover. You are of marriageable age, but nobody is saying to you, hello sister. You are working, you have a business, but the business is not working. You are married. Your marriage doesn't really make progress. Ask the Lord. I'm tired of redundancy. Oh God, let my destiny be activated. I present my destiny to you. I present my life to you. Lord, activate my destiny this morning. Anything in my destiny that that doesn't connect with God, today, let them be connected. Lord, activate my destiny. Beloved brothers and sisters, I don't know what is not working in your life, but you can do your own prayer now. If it's your marriage, let God know. If it is your marriage, let him know. If it is your work, let him know. Lord, let my destiny be activated. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I don't know, before I pray for people who want to, before we do this prayer, if you are here this morning, you have not been born again, or you have been born again, you backslided because you felt God disappointed you. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Raise up your hand wherever you are. Let me pray with you. So that before we do what we want to do now, because we are going to pray two prayers, and it's going to be, I don't want you to do that prayer if your life is not washed. You understand? By the time we are doing the prayer, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I know my life is not in agreement with God totally. Or I want to rededicate my life. Raise that hand up. Let every head bow, all eyes closed, as I do the prayer now. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Raise it up properly. Thank you. Can you give me the opportunity of touching you? Just come and let me touch you. Give me the opportunity. Just come here and let me touch you quickly. And let me quickly touch you. And I'll pray with you. If you lift up your hand, come, let me touch you quickly. Let me quickly touch you. I'll pray with you now. Let them draw closer. So close. Pray your prayer. God, activate my destiny. Let your blood wash me. I will touch every one of you now. And also get them. Okay. I will touch. Pray that God will activate your destiny. The blood of Christ will wash you and cleanse you from all iniquity. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, I pray for these ones that are before the throne of grace. I declared over them that the blood of Jesus will clear their fault and their iniquities in the name of Jesus. As they appear before this altar today, whatsoever doesn't recognize the power of Jehovah in your life shall be pulled out totally in the name of Jesus. This particular day will mark a new beginning in your life. in the name of Jesus. Power to do the will of God. Power to walk with God. Power to be outstanding. Receive in the name of Jesus. Everyone say amen with you. Iniquity will not be found in their tent. All of us together will make it to the kingdom of God. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Stand there, please. Stand there. Everybody will hold. You use your two hands to hold your head. Hold your head. And you are going to shout, declare, my Father. Every plantation of the enemy in this life, destroy. Let sickness be destroyed. Let sorrow be destroyed. Let stagnancy be destroyed. Let evil conception be destroyed. Let hatred be destroyed. Let everything that you have not planted be destroyed. My Father, I hold my head. My God, whatever God has not planted, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Root it out. No sickness for me. No sorrow for me. No pains anywhere. No predicament. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. One, you are still going to do one more on that. You are going to pray and say, my Father. Jesus is the key of David. Open my destiny. Activate my destiny. And let me do well in life. Activate my destiny. Let me break through. Activate my destiny. Let me be favored. Activate my destiny. Let me succeed. The key of David. Activate. Open my destiny. Key of David. Key of David. Open my destiny. 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 Ah, key of David. Open my destiny. Let me break through. Open my destiny. Let me succeed in the ministry. Let me succeed as parent, as a father. Let me succeed. Let me love you. Open my destiny. Let me serve you with my whole heart. More, open my destiny. Activate my destiny. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Finally, you are going to pray. You are going to say, my Father. Say loud and clear, my Father. Every evil in this body, deactivate them all in the name of Jesus. Deactivate every evil in my destiny. Deactivate every evil in my family. Deactivate every evil machinery against my works in life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. Usually, this is Sunday service, but I heard God speaking to me just now. The Lord asked me to tell someone here that I will repair the broken bridge of your life. Father eternal, we thank you. Thank you because you are the Lord of the universe. We bless and praise your name because you are the Almighty. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Every prayer prayed this morning, the Lord will hear and answer. Answer us now in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you who came here sick, receive healing. Those who came here jobless, this coming week, receive your job. Those who came here childless, receive your children. Those who came in as a failure, receive power to succeed. Everyone under the sound of my voice who want to attain to another spiritual level of spirituality, may the power of God take you there in the name of Jesus. I prophesy over every home. May your home be peaceful in the name of Jesus. Every youth in this house, you will not miss the road. Every one of you in relationship that will not enhance your destiny, I pray that relationship will scatter in the name of Jesus. Those who are looking forward to a life sweeter, people that you are prepared for them, connect them today in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone who is asking you where to settle and the profession to do, lead them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every father here today, may your joy be multiple over your children in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone in the house, whatever you do for living, may the Lord prosper you. As you receive anointing today, may the anointing that breaks yoke, anointing that make way, anointing that bring favor, anointing that bring power, anointing that bring breakthrough, let it fall upon you in the name of Jesus. Every battle against you, may they bow and be scattered into vanity in the name of Jesus Christ. May God of heaven that can do the impossible do that thing human being has said is impossible in your life in the name of Jesus. Everyone here who has a secret affliction, every affliction, every pain, every sorrow, hear the word of God. Lose your grip and disappear. This individual that has spirit of hatred around his life, I command every spirit of hatred in your life, disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of you under this service today, the type of breakthrough that you have never experienced in your life, receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Every youth in this house, we command unusual, unmerited, sporadic, bogus, elaborate breakthrough and favor upon you in the name of Jesus. Let that favor be upon you in the name of Jesus. Let that favor be upon you in the name of Jesus. Everyone that say amen, this same week, blessing that is bigger, blessing that is greater, glory that is higher. Receive in the name of Jesus. Thank you because it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
For listening, I am sure you have been blessed by the message. For inquiries, please contact Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutemeta, Lagos, or call 080-2918-9670 or 080-9338-1518. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.